Dear editor, falls aren't quite as great in the fall, October 11th. I read Ted Murphy's column with interest as my wife and I spent the Thanksgiving weekend in the Great Falls area. Granted, traveling at 80 miles per hour on the I-15 is not conducive to sightseeing, however, the topography is anything but desolate to rural Albertans or Montanans. The Sweetgrass Mountains loom in the distance 35 miles southeast from Coutts, dominating the horizon. The Milk, Maria's, Teton and Missouri rivers carve impressive valleys through the plains. Several imposing buttes can be seen to the south and west along I-15. The fields may be brown in September and October, concealing the green and gold crops and pastures that ruled in spring and summer. The sunrises and sunsets are spectacular if you travel early or late. Native Canadian and American, and Lewis and Clark, history sites are well signed if you are inclined to take a side trip. Small centers like Shelby and Conrad are worth 20-minute detours to see their downtowns. The main attraction in Great Falls is not the falls, although they are of historical significance in many ways. Great Falls is home to the Charles M. Russell Museum. For $13 U.S., seniors rate, you can tour Charlie and Nancy's home, his log cabin studio, view hundreds of Charlie's original works and a bit of local history. For all your farm and ranch needs, the North 40, Murdoch's and Hoagland's downtown for Western wear are the go-to stores. Yes, the exchange is an issue, but they carry many items you simply can't get up here. Great Falls was established in 1888 and the downtown is dominated by period brick buildings, most restored to create a vibrant entertainment, eating and shopping district. My point is that road trips can be rewarding if you research your route and destination, slow down and talk to the local people. Ted, if you think Montana is desolate, wait until you drive through Saskatchewan. Steve Foote, Foothills County.